السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah Al-Jabbar. A quick recap, we explained Al-Jabbar means a being that's so lofty and high that you cannot reach him. Meaning our combined intelligence and knowledge cannot fathom Allah. The second meaning of Al-Jabbar is the one who fixes and who mends. Allah fixes our broken affairs. Allah mends our situation and condition. The third meaning of Jabbar is that being who subjugates his creation in such a way that everything goes according to his will, his decision, his decree. And we gave the example of Fir'aun. We said, notwithstanding all his wealth and his power and his tyranny, he wanted to prevent Musa alayhi salam from being born. Not only was Musa alayhi salam born, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was nourished and he grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. Namrud wanted to stop Ibrahim alayhi salam and threw him into the fire, but in reality Allah turned that fire into a garden of bliss, and that catapulted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his efforts in the right direction. The mushrikeen of Makkah tried to stop Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they couldn't. You don't have control over the outcome, over circumstances, over conditions. Only Allah has control. And I concluded yesterday with the hadith Qudsi where Allah says, my slave, you decide and I decide, but what I decide will happen. And if you are happy with my decision, then I'll bless you therein. And if you're not happy with my decision, then you won't be blessed, but still it's what I decide that will happen, not you. It is what Allah decides that will happen. No one can hold Allah to account. A verse which we recited last night, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. No one questions Allah, but Allah questions everyone. As a creation, we are characterized by our weakness, by our qualities of weakness. Allah is characterized by His greatness. We have need. We get hungry. We get thirsty. We get cold. Allah has no need. Allah has no need. Allah is perfect. Allah is sublime. Now we continue from there. Today we discuss two names of Allah simultaneously because they are interlinked. Al-Khaliq, the creator, and Al-Bari, the perfect maker. Khaliq means to create something without any raw materials, without any resources, without any tools. To bring something from non-existence into existence. We can only manufacture. If I manufacture this desk, I need the raw materials. I need the trees, I need the wood, I need the glue, I need everything that goes. Allah brings from total non-existence into existence, Khaliq, without any raw material. So a human can never be a Khaliq, he can never be a creator. A human doesn't create in the genuine sense of the word. You can only but manufacture. Now one is to bring something into existence, but after bringing it into existence, to keep it under your control and your command, to look after it, nothing it does is outside of your command. That is Bari. So Khaliq and Bari move; they go hand in hand. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah says, Bari is that being who creates the creation free from any defect. If you look at Suratul Mulk, Allah says, مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Do you find any defect in the creation of Allah? فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرْ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُورٍ. That look again. Do you see any break in the sky? Do you see any defect in the creation of Allah? Whether it is man, whether it is animals, whether it is plants, whether it is the heavens, whether it is the earth. Allah's workmanship of creation is perfect. It's precise. It's proportionate. If you look at the heavens, you don't find it lopsided. After so many trillions of years, if you look at the heavens, you won't find any cracks. You won't find, as we would say, wear and tear. The best that we can manufacture, after a while, there is what you would call wear and tear. But not in the creation of Allah. It's clear, it's level, it's uninterrupted, it's arranged, it's regulated. The Quran emphasizes repeatedly, because this is a fundamental point of Aqidah, there's only one creator. There's only one creator, there's only one Khaliq. He has brought the entire universe and everything that it contains from non-existence into existence. And not only has he brought it from non-existence into existence, he creates every iota of its functioning. In the first rakah tonight we will be reciting, and I conclude on this, how Allah creates the fetus in the mother's belly from a drop of sperm to a clot of blood, and how it develops, the embryo, the different embryonic stages, then the flesh. And at the end of it, Allah says, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. Others can't in reality create, you can only manufacture. And Allah says, but even comparing to your manufacturers, When you're manufacturing, you can't compare to Allah. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.